It's probably not what people were expecting, I guess.
Mm.
I thought it was a little bit strong at the start. I'm like, I may have overdone this one a little bit.
Well, I've been waiting for this podcast to actually explain what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone else is just like, well, that's weird.
I think we all have to.
Hi, guys, and welcome to another episode of The Beer with the Brewer. And Jeremiah today. How are we, Jay?
G'day, Matthew.
Matty, how are we?
Very well,
bloody
mate.
Brilliant hat you've got on there, mate.
Thank you. Picked it up off the boys.
Quite nice, Corny. It's good.
Got the inaugural sign up on the weekend.
I did, yes.
Yeah. Special moment.
Absolute
right there.
Pin-up you are.
Oh, mate, like, if you look at it, all the hard work and toil to finally be presented with a baggy green really means everything.
It's fantastic. Mm. It's fantastic. Rolling in from the weekend, we did have our... fourth birthday as well. So here we are, number one of four, the Phoenix IPA. We are road testing today. So let's crack this
open.
Crack it open.
No mucking around today.
Straight into it. Beautiful colour, as always with these IPAs. Sensational. Sensational.
Look at that colour.
Beautiful. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Oh, you're getting that aroma immediately.
Mmm.
Oh, that's changed.
Certainly has, hasn't it?
Surprisingly, that's only been a week.
Mm-hmm.
I take back everything I said.
So, rolling on to that, there has been a little bit of discussion and I guess sampling and tasting this beer over the last month, from being in tank to now being packaged and on keg, and it's changed immensely.
Evolved.
It really has.
Evolved from first tasting it out of Bright, super green, punchy, sharp, a lot of descriptives.
Probably aggressive.
Aggressive.
It was aggressive.
But now, as we find with a handful of IPAs, is that when they're packaged and let sit for a bit, it actually, like you said, evolves and softens.
Softens, and you lose a lot of the vegetative flavours that were causing what you were talking about, that harshness, aggressiveness, and then the actual aroma and flavour sort of pops, and you definitely get more of the aroma. Much softer profile.
Yeah, definitely.
And it is a lot more.
Definitely. Drinkable. It does. It holds a slight higher bitterness.
I mean, 1 week ago, that was a totally different beer.
Yeah.
I was, not beating up on the beer, but it was very, middle of the road. There wasn't anything too crazy apart from that maybe aggressiveness going on. And now the word pop, in 7 days, that beer is, the aroma is just exploded. It's the first thing that got me. And now you're getting that really, really strong hop flavor come through.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. It's balanced out, like,
definitely.
So putting this beer together, obviously one of the four, this one was the one we have done internally, not a collab, I guess. And I spoke to Jay a bit about the beer itself, sent me through a bit of a flavor profile. You may have copied and pasted from somewhere, but...
I don't know what you're talking about. I was just wondering if you're going to use it or not.
It was a test.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, he's written that note well.
Yeah. Where did it come from, though?
Oh, wow. I reckon I can guess.
Yeah. Reminds me of Schmimschmore.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. So putting the beer together, obviously this is one of four. I think if this was a beer that stood on its own, I may have approached making it a little bit differently. But because it was going to sit amongst particularly the cold IPA, so we've got this one, the cold IPA, I guess being the sister, the nemesis, and we'd already brewed that one first, so that's probably got more your, well, new age IPA hops in it. We'll use Galaxy, Simcoe and Enigma, and that gives all those really fruity, tropical, citrusy, all those flavours we associate with sort of IPA now.
Yes.
And then so we brewed this one a little bit later, and I really didn't want it just to be the same, to have the same sort of profile. So looked into what we've sort of done sort of over the journey, I guess. particularly in the last sort of 18 months to 2 years with doing single hop IPAs and putting together a few different beers. Mm. Most recently, the Neo Mexicanus, the trophy winning beer.
Definitely.
So the champion there.
Had a bit of a look at what we'd done and what sort of flavor profile we're getting out of certain hops. And we had sort of some Sabro that went into the Neo Mexicanus. That's a sort of a new hop. It has that sort of spicy flavor. Mm. Some people say it throws coconut. I don't get a lot of coconut. I think
not in this one. Neo Mexicana, I think that it was a really light kind of coconutty kind of flavor profile that that beer did pick up from it. It worked really, really well.
Really well
in here, I don't get the coconut. No, it doesn't. No. It's not a standout. So blends in really, really well with the rest of the profiles.
Yeah. And then the other couple of hops are Eclipse. So we've recently done the Eclipse IPA, which you spoke about.
Definitely.
And that came out beautifully. It's that really mandarin tropical fruit.
Definitely.
And then dry hopping used a kiwi hop that's good in IPAs called Waimea. Mm-hmm. So like the kiwi hops, it's got really nice sort of stone fruit and tropical profile, but it's high in alpha acids, similar to the Australian hops. So that went in only as dry hop. And then the hop, which I guess, for want of a better word, makes the flavor not weird but different, is Zappa.
Yeah.
So we did a single hop Zappa IPA about.
I was going to say I can detect a strong
18
purple
months, and that's probably when you first tasted it. That was quite prevalent and really dominating the profile. And now that it's all come together, I think the fruitiness of the other hops is starting to come out. Mm. And I think the Zappa, while making it a little bit different and unusual, it's still there, but it's sort of they're melding together. So that was sort of the idea with the hops, and to make something a little bit different and unique rather than a lot of the other IPAs we've made over the last 18 months, 2 years.
So you've taken from the single hop series, you've taken some of the best and put them all together to create something that is different when you hold it against that cold IPA, that you wanted it to really, really pop.
Yeah, because I was expecting people to be drinking them side by side, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Like literally have them both sitting there open at the same time, tasting one then the other. The cold IPA is a bit of a different profile being, I guess, a lager yeast.
Yeah.
But if we use similar hops, they're almost going to taste the same.
Mm. Yeah.
So I just wanted this one to be a little bit different. It's probably not what people were expecting, I guess.
Mm.
But the way it's come out now, it's been in a can
for a
week.
Oh, you've got to be proud of that.
It's I actually had a couple of people contact me on the weekend saying they quite liked it, which is good. I thought it was a little bit strong at the start. I'm like, oh, shit. I may have overdone this one a little bit.
But you did say it was going to more than likely mellow out and some things would change over
the week. They definitely evolve. So
but that is dramatic. That's a big shift from 7 days ago. Yeah. It must have
because all those hops are quite flavorful or strong flavors in their own right. Mm. And then combining them all together, it was always going to be a bit sharp to start with.
Mm.
And now it's sort of mellowed out. Even I had one on tap on the weekend. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And because it was the four pack, the two different beers together, that was sort of the idea to make it a little bit different to all the other beers that have that tropical fruity profile. Well,
I'd say you've knocked it out of the park
that was my
in that
thoughts
regard.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's really good. You've delivered on that vision for sure.
That's probably the most thought process you've ever put into a beer.
I wasn't going to say it, but I tend to agree.
It's usually like, a couple of IPAs, we'll just knock something together.
I've been waiting for this podcast to actually explain what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone else
is
just like, well, that's weird.
I think we all have too. Well, cheers to that, Matty. You've done a great job. Yeah, rocking.
Cheers. Good work, Matty.
And then the colour, again.
Oh, it's very...
Without being a bit wanky, we went for the Phoenix IPA, which you can tell the story about. Mm. But it's about rising from the ashes, the fire.
Yeah.
So I wanted a bit of colour into it, so I used Redback malt, which is a Gladfield malt, just to give it that nice sort of orangey, almost reddy hue.
Oh, it knocked it out of the
park. Rather than a cold IPA, it's really light.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that colour with the light coming through now, I don't know if you can pick it up on the camera, but that is... It's perfectly matched. You know, and there's different shades of colour in that design too.
And it definitely has some bitterness. Those hops are high in alpha, but that...
It's not too much, but I think it works because...
Well, it's an IPA.
It really balances that flavour profile out as well. So you get like you said, you get those spicy notes and things like that, the pepperiness and things, but then you have this really nice lick of bitterness just at the end, just to... kind of keep it all kind of consistent. Mm. It's not too sweet, it's not too dry or anything like that as well. So I think it's really, really well done.
Mm.
I think with modern IPAs, particularly with hazy IPAs, the profile now is really soft, and even some of the other IPAs we make, they're not really bitter. So now when you get a good bitter IPA, people are almost like, whoa.
It makes you sit up in your chair.
Yeah. So again, yeah, that's another thought into this to make it a bit more punchy.
Yep.
Like a more sort of, like IPAs were 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Yeah. Definitely. This is,
just chew IPAs. Through it.
This is a Sunday sesh, you know, an accidental Sunday sesh. That,
like
a couple
an American
of,
IPA,
basically. Yeah,
nice
very
bitter.
Much.
It's probably 60 IBU, which is reasonably high.
Yeah, that's this one.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, good stuff. And
lovely.
Again, shout out to Virg with that design. He's done really, really well on that one and kept it going through the four beers as well. So like Matty said, you've got the Nemesis, which was the opposite to the Phoenix on that side of things. And we have a peach sour, peach iced tea sour with some nice graphics on there.
Yes.
We'll be road testing that very shortly also. And then what was the other one? NZ Pilsner. They are the New Zealand party bus.
Yeah.
Basically. So, well done putting that series together with a few links and ties in between each beer as well. So, Virg, well done on that one. Also, you get come back next year. So,
yeah.
Before we move on, you can probably tell us about the idea of the Phoenix.
Yeah. The Phoenix is, so it's representative of the sun or a new dawn. It's a mythical kind of concept of a bird that rises from the ashes of something that has burnt, and it's forever renewed. And there's a lot of places where this is used. It's used in the forearm of many good tattoos and different things like that.
I haven't got any forearm tattoos.
But it is something, and I think it's a rite of passage to have something that represents overcoming a challenge. And I think, on the 23rd of March 2019, when we got the news that everything was shutting down and COVID was, essentially going to transform how we operate our global economy and our business, particularly at Revel, one of the most beautiful moments was, thinking, hey, we could lose this at any minute. And then all of a sudden the team came together and had a great idea of how we could actually turn that challenging situation into something truly fruitful. And here we are. Here we are having a toast to that. And that's where the inspiration of that beer came from. It's not about the destruction of something. It's about, the creation of something out of a challenge. And that's what we do here really well, I think, is go in with a positive mindset and an open heart and give everything a good red hot crack, even in the hard times.
Does help to have a couple of IPAs along the way.
It really does.
I'm also a bit of a Harry Potter nerd, so the Phoenix.
Yes. The old Dumbledore.
It's got a bit of meaning for me.
That's
click
it.
On the fingers. Maddie, you'd be able to do something like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Just click the fingers. There we go.
Maddie, we can get matching tattoos. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah. We'll see. Mate.
Left shoulder, right shoulder.
All right. Well done, Maddie, on this one. It's probably one of the beers that has changed the most, I reckon.
This podcast has gone a very different way than I thought it was going to go, actually. well done.
Which is really cool. And it just, it just reinforces how it is. These are natural products that we're working with, and they do change and evolve. And,
absolutely.
And
one thing
using
that...
them in different ways, you really get to experience that whole entire range of how this raw product works and works well with other raw products and things like that to create something really cool.
You're a bit of a raw product, aren't you, mate?
Certainly a raw product. But unless you're a brewer or working in a brewery all the time, you don't really get to taste the beer in stages you would have tasted it. So you're tasting it while it's in the fermenter. Obviously, it's very raw, it's still in contact with the hops. Transfer it down to bright, you taste it within 2 hours of it getting transferred. It's still quite raw. And even on the packaging day, that's when we tasted it last, or the day after.
Yeah.
So it's very green, and then most punters wouldn't have it until now or a couple of weeks later. So it's actually evolved a lot, and they wouldn't get to see the evolution, I guess, of the beer when it goes through sort of those changes. And most hoppy beers will do that. It's just this one, the hops in it are quite strong, I guess, for want of a better word.
Yeah.
It'll actually appear like it's changed more.
I would strongly encourage anyone that tried this leading up to the week of the 13th of December, go get your hands on this again, because it is dramatically changed as we're talking about. It's worthwhile having that contrast, I think,
Yeah, definitely.
If you can try it next to the cold IPA, that was sort of the intention to have them side by side. Mm-hmm. The cold IPA having that really tropical, fruity, clean profile.
That is a banger, that one.
Yeah.
They call you Wizard in certain circles, and if we put this on your shoulder, it's actually the definite Harry Potter.
Bit of Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, a bit of Dumbledore. The beard a bit longer.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
A little tinge of white, white in it.
Yeah.
Another couple of years at Revel, mate, it'll go white.
It'll be white in no time.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for joining us for this birthday beer. We'll be doing the Peach Dice Tea very shortly to close out the series as well. If you jump onto the Instagram and everything like that, you'll see the stockists of these out in the market. So do yourself a favor, come along the journey with us, go get yourself either a 4-pack of each of them so you can sit down and enjoy them with others, or do yourself and get a mixed 4-pack and do it by yourself. But definitely get out there, get all of these and try them all. Maddie has done a fantastic job in relation to kind of making them all their own, but also having hints of crossovers on that side of things as well. So we will knock this back one and probably enjoy another one. So boys, thank you very much.
Cheers.
For coming
Cheers,
along.
Cheers, Flex.
Coming into, Maddie. Oh, I guess coming into the end of the year as well. So
it's been a big year.
Merry
very,
Christmas.
Very big year. So I guess Merry Christmas to everyone. If you're not, come down to the new brewery, if you've got a couple of spare hours and have a look around. We're pretty happy with how this place has turned out and great reviews and everything like that. So you might see a couple of us old fellas floating around.
Reveling at Christmas time.
Might grow the beard out as well.
That'll only take a few days.
Yeah, it'll take a few days. So.
Just one good sneeze, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's pretty white these days, I reckon.
It's more character forming. I like
God.
It.
Anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us. I'll talk to you soon, and cheers.